Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Walls reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Walls trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Temple steals second. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch takes first base on ball four. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. Lynch moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall fires to first and has Taylor trapped. There's the throw to Casco, who tags Taylor for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Taylor picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Taylor. Temple moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. the Reds will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Long moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Long tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Willard Schmidt now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. John Powers pinch hits for Willard Schmidt. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lynch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynch moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to second for the out. Lynch moves to third. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long strikes out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobby strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman pinch hits for Eddie Casco. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Newcomb pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Brooks Lawrence now pitching. Bobby Henrich now playing shortstop. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Walls strikes out. There goes Dark. The throw from Bailey to second, and Dark is out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynch hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. George Altman now playing center field. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pendleton pinch hits for Brooks Lawrence. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.